Thank you all so much. Apostle Thompson, your floor, sir.
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the privilege to come together again to hear your voice and to bind us in unity that we may walk as one man. Thank you for every minister and every ministry that is represented on this call. May the precious Holy Spirit impart things to our heart that will bind us closer to you and to be in alignment with the assignment that you've given each one of us. We thank you for keeping us together. It's been a while. We have not had this impartation call. May you give us double strength today to see what you're showing us and come to grip with the revelation of what you want us to do. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for each ministry, that it will increase, improve, and go forward. We praise you and honor you this morning for this opportunity. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been about 2 months since we had this impartation call. We're trying not to let that happen anymore, but it was just got tied up in ways. But I'm well pleased with the I was listening at the roll call, and I'm well pleased with this organization. I believe we're on the roll of how many answers that they are present for the call, in spite of the 2 months not having an impartation. This morning, I want to go back over some things because they are new to us. I want to go back over, I'm just going to mention them, then I'm going to another segment, but the seventh description of the apostolic source. This apostolic source is something that we had not been used to in the aspect of the biblical aspect of the apostle. We're sort of learning it together. I'm training. But number one, he says, one who provides a preceding word for the season. That is so important that we understand God's design and how God has this thing set up for us to learn from one another. But there are ranks, there are revelation, there are mysteries that God is unfolding all the time. Now, the church has suffered in this area because the ranks and the government has not been in place. And I think what the LTMA is doing is we're setting these things into place. So the preceding word for the season is very important. It should be that apostolic source, that word should come forth. Secondly, it's so important of the apostolic source is one who provides impartation and the dimension of the Spirit. Now, those two words are very important, impartation. There's an anointing, there's a rank for that. And then dimension of the Spirit is so important because there's various dimensions of the Spirit. And the church has suffered because this apostolic leadership has not been in place properly. Number three, and I'm just going over them. I'm not trying to give details on them. One who offers a covenant relationship. I notice what it says, of trust, integrity, and accountability. In other words, we try to screen people who try to get in the LTMA just for their own agenda and does not want to, we can't trust them, and they're not going to carry integrity, and they're not going to carry accountability. We're building that every day. We're aiming to build it to 12, myself, aiming to build that type of covenant relationship. Number four, in this apostolic souls, and my assignment from God towards you as a spiritual father and an apostle, well, you can call me a chief apostle in the LTMA of leadership, want to provide an example lifestyle with Christ's pattern of holiness in him. And so we set that up before you too, sanctification and holiness. Next, number five, want to release the revelation of the Spirit. Now, notice what it says, one to release the revelation of the Spirit to update and upgrade, very important, those under his care. Now, here I'm going to mention something that is very important. I'm going to give you a secret of what I did in order to keep going from one level to another level. It wasn't the easiest thing to do, but I knew I had to do it. Now, I want you to listen up now because it's very important. And this will deal with your pride some. This will deal with sometimes selfishness. What I did when I found out the truth about faith from a denominational background, when I ran into Fred Price and talking about faith, and then I found out his source was Kenneth Hagin, okay? Then I found out Brother Hagin was a student of Smith Wigglesworth, and I found out that everybody has to be a student. So what I did, I knew Dr. Price had taught me a lot of stuff, but I knew I need to get to Brother Hagin, so I got to Brother Hagin, and then between Brother Hagin and Dr. Price, I was always one subject behind or one sum behind what they taught. What am I saying to you? If you really want to get a breakthrough and an impartation of this anointing that's on my life, I think if you would take 6 months and just follow me one Sunday after a Sunday and preach it, you'll get the same results that I'm getting. Now, it's not a must, but if you want to know what I did that until further revelation came. In other words, Dr. Price would preach something on one Sunday. The Sunday following, I would preach it always one Sunday behind him. Got tremendous results, got the same result he got. Now, I know we got our revelation. I know we know God. I know we know God called us. But I just wanted to share that with you. It brought great breakthrough in my ministry, and I wasn't embarrassed, and I wasn't ashamed. A lot of time I put Brother Hagin's book, Dr. Price's book, in my Bible and preached it until further. So just think about that, because by now, all of you who are following me and LTMA should have great improvement by now, if you're paying attention. The main subject I'm going to talk about today is the undivided focus on purpose and destiny. I'm just giving you these seven again because I want to release them, but I can't update and upgrade you if you're just going to keep doing your own thing. It don't sound too kosher. I know you got to call him, but just think about it. Number six, one who provides discipline to bring us into self-governance under God. In other words, bring discipline so you can know the right thing to do yourself and know it's not going to happen no other way. And then number seven, one who's continually pioneering new pathways in the spirit. Well, we just have had a tremendous new pathway for our group and as well as for the body of Christ at large. When we had one of our tier meetings, we had God told me, show me thy glory, and I'd ask the boys to back off and let me preach it. I'll do the same thing for Prosperity Revival coming up. Calling it Prosperity now, but it's still Prosperity Revival. I will unfold some things in this revival that I've never seen before. And I think finances are going to break out from every corner and show you some things about how to receive your harvest and how to use the seed as a weapon against debt and the various things you're dealing with. So that's going to be some new pathways in the spirit we're going to be pioneering on this tier meeting coming up in November. I want to deal with the undivided focus on purpose. Purpose, in other words, is intention and destiny. I don't believe no minister or ministry would ever reach his purpose or destiny without the divine lineup that God has given to us through the fivefold ministry gifts. And this is something we're tapping in. Some will like us for this. Some would hate us for this. But I think we're coming to a strong link where we understand what God is doing. It don't take nothing away from anybody. So under that, number one, our sermon is for collective cooperation. And what do you mean by collective cooperation? If you don't take part of the major meeting, you're missing out on something that belongs to you. Our first tier is monthly impartation call. Here we are now. And then we have the early part of the year, LTMA impartation conference, very important. Camp meeting. We have Prosperity Revival. And now we have Show Me Thy Glory conferences. I'm not really satisfied with you all making those meetings across the country, even when I'm close to you, some of y'all don't make it. Pray about that. It's important. I know you, a lot of y'all be on the internet, but as long as you got an internet mentality, the Holy Spirit or Jehovah Jireh won't be able to provide for you supernaturally what you need to get in the meeting itself. I'll pray about it. You pray about it. But I need to see more of you all in the meeting. You might not be able to make everyone, not the 12, make them all. So they're getting all the impartation. The second tier, the money coming to you conferences, I'll do some more of them. And then the ever-increasing training center we got here, I think all of y'all need to go through the school because we're doing a whole supernatural do-over in the school. And a call meeting. Now, under these tier meetings, let me say some things about it. We come together as a band of brothers and sisters with an allegiance to our apostle, receiving the monthly divine apostolic releases through the impartation call. That's what we're doing now. One word from God can change your ministry. I know it happened to me many times. Number two, we must gather together with those who are part of our tribe and our destiny, gathering together as ministers in 5-4 office, and leaders at our yearly LTMA impartation conference. Now, you should set your rudders to be at these meetings. Don't try to make it easy. Press in the spirit. So we got the impartation call. We got the impartation conferences. Then we gather together the band of brothers and sisters of the Legion with our apostles for a yearly camp meeting, Prosperity Revival. Very important. And the reason I'm going over this, we're talking about purpose and destiny. When we're talking about moving at a pace that is greater than a normal pace would take us without leadership. We talk about getting together for the apostle for our yearly camp meeting and Prosperity Revival. I missed it just now. In the camp meeting, those who of you who were at camp meeting recognize we went into a dimension that probably centuries of years you put all us together with our time in ministry. Mine's 43, and many of y'all have been in ministry a long time. Centuries we've been looking for how to tap into the manifestation and the demonstration that the Bible talks about when you preach the gospel of the kingdom, the signs and the wonders and the miracles, the creative miracles. We have seen them not only here in Darrow, we've seen them at the churches I've gone to. Not only the churches I've gone to, now those who was part of it, they have that impartation, and it's happening in their churches every time they open up. One of our sons went to India, and they had over 200-something or 80-something manifestation, which is so outstanding that there was an impartation to all of us at camp meeting. Some of you all were not there, but you need to try to be in this meeting because I think God's going to start doing some other things in this meeting. Also, at one of these meetings, we corrected the grace message. We corrected the cross message, making sure we understand fully what we've been preaching and apostolically coming into grip with some things that we believe that in these last days we need to know to be able to impart to our people, impart what we minister, even receive the impartation to ourselves, for lack of better words, to walk heavy in the spirit. That's important to me that each one of you all learn how to walk heavy in the spirit without pride, without arrogance, but making yourself available as a vessel of the Lord. I must back to tell you how I got my impartation. I didn't permit Brother Hagin nor Fred Price to have a meeting that I wasn't there. Did I have the money? No. Did I have the source? Yes. God was my source. He knew my heart. He knew I wanted to be there, and he got me to all those meetings. Now, you're talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and California, and other places Dr. Price was going. So it's important that you catch the same spirit that I caught some 20 years or 30 years ago. So camp meeting and Prosperity Revival, one right ahead of us, 2 or 3 weeks down, these two meetings carry a sense of urgency of time. Urgency of time, number one, and accuracy of purpose, number two. In these meetings is an important time for realignment of our personal lives and ministry. In other words, when you get around your apostle, he will say something or do something that will challenge you or that will give you new choices to make to develop your ministry at a higher dimension. I prayerfully pray for you all the time that when you get in my presence, whatever I'm supposed to be releasing at that time, it'd be released to you. Some of us have been in standstill too long, and we're frustrated sometimes why things are not working, and we done push every button and pull every string, and it's not working. And I think it's the connection. It's the connection, but the connection must have integrity, must have responsibility, must have accountability so that you be able to receive. It's all God doing. It's not me, it's not you. It's the idea of letting him increase and we are all the time decreasing so he can increase more in our life. So it's an important time for realignment. A lot of time when you're in the presence of your leader, you get realigned. I know I did. In your personal life and ministry. Now, let me say something about this. I remember talking to ministers in the years past because they were so caught up in ministry, they were not getting their personal life together. Let's say finances. You can get caught up in ministry finance and never get your personal finance together. And God knows you need personal finances for relaxment, for rest, and for doing what you need to do. So all of these things, when you watch my ministry, you'll see them. You watch my family, you watch my ministry, how I handle things. It will bring alignment. I think in some of these boys' ministry, their sons, I told them about their sons, how to get their sons aligned up. Their sons are lining up now, getting in position like my boys are to participate in ministry, and they're pulling them in, sons and daughters, they're pulling them in. Well, they may have never seen that if they weren't connected properly with me who had done this. And then I began to share with them what they need to do. Then I share with the sons and daughters sometimes when I find out they're not focused, they're not understanding what their parents are doing. We're to carry the same DNA, must assemble together to synergize our strength and our effort together toward destiny. It's so important. These meetings are so important for you to be here. Number two, our assembling is for accountability. The 12 disciples were returned from their respective assignment, reporting to Jesus all that they had done. This is a pattern of accountability. We don't need to be going out doing things, having meetings when I'm having meetings and all kind of stuff. We don't need to be doing that. You need to be more respectful than that. All you're doing is slowing yourself down, cursing yourself, disrespecting, don't know how to follow. And so just get that corrected. I mean, don't ever try to have no meeting when I'm having a meeting somewhere. That's not proper agenda. And so you have to be accountable. Now, one thing I came into group with last week, when the Lord sent the 70 out, they came back rejoicing because the devil danced at Jesus' authority that was in them, one translation said. But then if you look at it, when he sent the 70 out, he told them they don't need no poison on the script. That means I'm going to take care of you. But then Jesus told them, don't rejoice because the devil submitted to your authority. You rejoice because you have authority over you, my authority. If you read that, that's so important to me that the man in the 8th chapter of Matthew understood authority because he knew he was under authority and he had some people under him. Very important that accountability, I think, and authority go together. We need to report to our master MVB if we're making some big changes in our ministry. We need to run it by them so they can either discern it or run it by me. We shouldn't be going out doing a lot of things. Now, it sounds like a little dictatorship. No, man, this is the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way ministry works. This is the way you get blessed. This is the way you begin to trust somebody. Through the MVBs, keeping up with the pastor and minister in their circle. The MVBs is making contact with you, and These are men who have been set over you, who on your behalf. If they need to be corrected, I'll correct them. They know that. But accountability is so important. This allowing the presiding apostle to know the broad stroke of what is happening to the man or woman in their personal life and their ministers. The MVB is keeping up with pastors and ministers, so I'll be able to know, they'll be able to let me know what's going on. We also need financial accountability from our pastors and ministers as misusing this area can derail their calling to fully surrender to God's mandate. So you need to keep your finances in order, and you need to take care of your financial obligation properly. Our assembling is to prioritize it. It's for prioritizing. Number one, setting aside time for the monthly visionary impartation call. Hey, we're on the line. And our yearly meeting are for personal development and spiritual connection. And it's a small investment for those who desire to do great things for God. So it's important that these impartation calls and these tier meetings, that you make every effort. Now, if you can't get there, then you make an effort, make it known that you're on the line, sow some type of seed as a weapon for your ministry, report to your MVB and tell them why you're not going to be there. Just a courtesy call. It's just so important. We prioritize, and then so you can have personal development and spiritual connection. It's so important. To relate and to have some hindsight. Brother Hagin and Fred Price knew me personally. I didn't have to sit down with them. They knew I was at that meeting. I was there 4 days in the morning to get a front seat. I was hungry and thirsty for leadership. I was in a valley of dry bone down here in the deep south. They didn't know much about the Holy Spirit. They had a whole lot of religious divided spirits. And I said to the Lord one day, Lord, it got to be more than this. And, you know, they tried to make me president of an organization, but I wouldn't accept that because I ain't know nothing about being no president. These, in this assembling and prioritizing in these assembly can help all the pastors and evangelists and whatever office vitalize and refresh their lives for the journey ahead. Now, I used to get so refreshed at those meetings. I get refreshed at my own meetings, to tell you the truth. But you can get so much refreshing. I think the MVBs can speak of, I let anyone preach right now, they can tell you the thing that happened to them over the years by making the sacrifice to be to every meeting. And all of these guys, you see, yeah, all of them pastors except my two sons, and they're here helping me in the ministry. So each member of LTM is encouraged to arise and wake up from their sleep, discouragement, and fear, and eat what is provided from heaven's storehouse. In studying the Apostle Jonathan, I found out so much about the position of being an apostle. You've helped me so much. I support his ministry every month, I think. But I found out in some of my studies that you have to, matter of fact, I preached that Sunday, you have to, a leader has to lead and rule. He leads those who follow him. You know, you just, you're like sheep following. But then when the Billy Goat mentality come up, he has to rule. Pastor, this is a note for you in your leadership, in your ministry. You lead those who follow, but those who do not want to follow, you're going to have to stand up and rule them. You're not going to be able to have a seeker-sensitive attitude about it. Don't want to disturb nobody because that will cause no growth or cause wrong growth. And both of them is a failure. So we need to stop. If you're going to be, I want to give you this just right. Each pastor, and I say to every minister, is encouraged to arise, wake up from their sleep, discouragement and fear, and eat what is provided from heaven's storehouse. In other words, we still have some giving their excuses, I can't make it. Now, those excuses are letting me know to a certain extent, you're not listening to me. Because I'm telling you, every time I open my mouth, I'm telling you how to get off the earth curse system of labor, poverty, and lack, and to get into the blessings system of favor from God, from labor to favor. There's so much favor God want to give us when he got us on assignment, but there has to be alignment and accountability, as I talked about you earlier. And, you know, I say an excuse is the skin of a lie or just the crutches of the uncommitted. You've heard that before, the skin of a lie or the crutches of the uncommitted. So I want you all to tighten up in the aspect, and then I really almost need to set a roll up. One of the means I use to build this church, set a roll up at this meeting and have you sign when you come to this meeting. Have the 12 set a roll up and like man, I'm trying to think of my son's name. But I got some of my sons be there all the time and daughters be there all the time. And I probably going to talk to Leroy and the MBB and set up a roll at the different meeting that we can sign in. When I first did the Word of Life, to my mind, I said, man, you treat them like little children. No, it was bringing accountability, and it did a great thing in my church. Then my members got real excited about it, and it increased everything. Another thing I was assembling is for resourcing ourselves. We need to refuel, update, and upgrade for the next season in God. I think that's a good statement. These meetings will bring it to refueling, updating, and upgrading for the next season in God. When we assemble ourselves, see, Jesus took his disciples aside to be with him. He revealed how important they were in his future plan and strategy in the nation. And you are important. I mean, we've been together for a while now. We've had we shift some people out. Their agenda was not properly set, and sometime a guy come in and make a lot of noise, make like they want to make you look bad, but the one who's sturdy, the one who is committed, that the one the Lord looking at. And then in these assemblies, he revealed how important they were in his future plan and strategy in the nation. Jesus made himself available for them so they could be accurately connected to him as a person. You heard that? Now, accurately connected, I mean, I got to sit down and eat with you every day. But by being at the meeting, it is noticed, back to my days with Brother Hagin and Dr. Price, they began to call my name. They began to invite me to do certain things because they knew I was accurately connected and fully committed. And my money was there, too. They could see I was sowing. And they kept seeing my sowing going to another level. I need a place where we are built up and grown up into an aspect of him. In other words, the more you hang around, the more impartation, the more likeness, the more connecting, the more brighter things will become. One thing I don't have to be shy about, you know I'm not, the good success that me, that the Lord and I have built in my ministry. I want you to understand that's a Joshua 1:8 statement, a Psalm 1-3, Psalm 1:1-3 statement. The things that have happened in my ministry, I made it legal for the Lord to do it. Take note of that. I made it legal for the Lord to bring those things to pass. The Lord can't do things illegal for you. If you're not going to be accountable, the Lord can't be accountable to you. It's so important. We need to get in place where we can know this deep intimacy with the presence of the Holy Spirit, and can learn the joy of personal consecration toward God. I think that's a very important statement. I'm going to read 5 and 6 over. We need a place where we are built up and grown up into an aspect of him. We need to get in a place where we can know this deep intimacy with the presence of the Holy Spirit and can learn the joy of personal consecration toward God. Our assembly is for accurate doctrine. You know, we dealt with the grace message. Doctrine is not the domain of the fivefold ministry gift of the teacher. It is the apostle who set doctrine in place. So if you're not having an apostle there, you might not be teaching. Teachers teach what has already been revealed to the prophet, an apostle in the spirit. Now, the church had not known. I didn't know this. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know this, but I see it so clear now, and I know what happened to me. See, I worked under both office, pushing it myself, and didn't know I was in them. Now, it might sound crazy, but I was so untaught and untrained rightly in these concepts and these understandings, I didn't even know what was happening. That's why my church was moving so much. I was operating in apostolic, prophetic, and pastoral, and teacher, operating in all those offices, and my ministry was just jumping, but many ministers never had that opportunity. We have the scriptures, Ephesians 3, 4, and 5 says, by referring to this, when you can understand my insight into Miss Paul said, into the mysteries of Christ, which in other generation was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now being revealed to his holy apostle and prophet in the spirit. Why didn't it say the holy apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist? Because it didn't say it. We just went faced it up. It did not say it. It doesn't mean we're not getting revelation, but there are certain doctrines, certain things God wants to impart to the church. He's saying that he revealed the mystery of it to the apostle and the prophet. No, so by having the LTMA impartation conference every year, we are destroying the spirit of error that is deceiving churches today. Say, for example, the correction of the grace message that was taught during the 2004 impartation conference. We corrected it. We got into it, saw it, came back out, corrected it. That's so important that doctrines will be corrected, that your church would not be going in error with wrong doctrine by what some teacher have taught you. Now, I have a friend, I won't call his name. He's still in the thing. We talked about it. But as soon as I left him the next week, the Lord called me on the carpet and said, no, it's not right. Look at it. Nothing that does not flow with the whole counsel of God is not right. And so I went to looking at it, and my friend is still in it because apostolically he's not covered, and I don't think he's an apostle. He's a great leader in the body of Christ. But he's still stuck in that vein, not seeing the error and the shame that it can bring in the long run of people not rightly understanding grace. In the assembling together, there must be a constant, consistent flow of God's proceeding word and prophetic revelation into our churches. And that's where we come together to get to fall. Without the prophetic voice, churches are becoming, watch this now. Without the prophetic voice, and I would add the apostolic leadership, churches are becoming recycling bins by saying the same thing they have said years ago without taking the people or the church further into what God is saying today. All of a sudden, it's like they're going into a circle. And because I kept breaking out. You know, I kept breaking out, but I told you those offices was pushing me out. I didn't know what pushed me out because I didn't have no heading until I found Brother Hagin and found Dr. Price. So what I'm saying to you is if you notice ministry, I almost cannot watch television ministry anymore since we have gone so far in this relationship. I see clean through a lot of stuff. And the guys are good guys. I'm not knocking them down. Good guys, good women. But they're going in a circle. They're still trying to teach faith, because they don't know how to break out. Now, we found out that the three dimensions is faith, anointing, and the glory. We found out that we have to know how to make the transition from the anointing to the glory when God step in and start manifesting. That's what we've been seeing. The last meeting with Brother Miller's church, he reversed it because the glory came, but in my spirit I wasn't satisfied with the manifestation. And sometimes the people don't receive as easy because it's new to us. So what I did, I was trying to get a signal from the Spirit, and the Spirit says, go back to the anointing now. And so I went back to the anointing. I laid hand on some people, and I think two people had a hearing problem. Both got the hearing back in that line after I put my hand over the ears. So you just got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But I don't want this recycling, fresh a fresh word from God, a refreshing. And to do that, you're going to have to step up your prayer life personally and the prayer life in your church. Now, I'll tell you what I'm doing now. I have 6 o'clock prayer every morning. I have 6 o'clock prayer every morning, 6 o'clock prayer on Monday morning, 7 o'clock prayer on Monday night. This is what I put before my people. I would like to have 300 at the Monday night prayer. That's the Gideon 300. And I had the 120 now. What's the 120 for, Leroy? You remember? The 120. I asked for 120 somewhere.
It's 120 for prayer.
I got it, son. Hold it. Thank you so much. The 120 for to be at prayer on Monday night, and I asked for at least 300 solid to be at Bible study every Wednesday. That's the way it went down. That's just one term, way the Lord had me use it. And then I told my people I want them all to begin to believe for to live to be 120 years. I think we settled for the 3 score and 10, but actually, and the 120 years is a judgment number. So, I mean, we ought to be able to get to the judgment number because them people live 900-some years old. But if nobody will ever come up with it and start feeding it to the people. And now I'm not talking about living 120 years and be trapped in your body. No, I'm talking about being up, vibrant, and moving around and doing things for yourself. So y'all start doing that. Believe God for 120 years, and then I'll give you those two statistics there that I asked for them to do for prayer meeting and Bible study. Now, Peter stood on the ground of prejudice and preference rather than rising and eating when God had set some things before him. Peter, now watch this. Peter stood on what God spoke to Moses in the past and rejected what God was saying directly to him in the present. Now, that could easily happen. We're not talking about just this. You know, your background, whoever you was under before you came to LTMA, can be a problem if you don't understand that God is in the spirit world is constantly moving. It's almost, you have to understand it by faith, it's always now and always moving. Always now and always moving. You're dealing with eternity. So Peter had this problem. He was on the rooftop and God said, call nothing out, made common unclean. He's operating under the old law and God was trying to bring in a new season. So God further instructed him and gave him guidelines how to handle this. Number 6, I'm just about through. Our seminar of first and second tier meeting in LTMA is for insight, not just experiences. Very important. Two words there, too. Insight, not just experiences. The disciples did not gain any insight through all the miracles and experiences they encountered with Jesus. To give you a foretaste of that, and I'll give you a foretaste of how to change your finance instantly. You're listening now, no? It's very simple. It's a passage you've been reading over, but it's two systems, as in Matthew 6:32 and Matthew 6:33. You find the word seek in both verses, but you're looking at two different systems. And the key factor that I'll be dealing with in the prosperity revival is learning how to operate the spiritual laws that operate the kingdom. That's all we have to do, learn how to operate those spiritual laws in Matthew 6:33 and the mysteries and the revelation we need and the unusual strategies and timing that we need, God will give it to us. Now, I'm important to you right now. And you know, if you're having a financial problem, I want you to read that from the 25th verse on to the end of chapter 6 over and over again. Ask the Lord to show you what's happening here. And because in the 25th verse, I think you got two systems. No man can serve two masters. That's two systems. It's telling you about the system of God, God being your soul, or money being your soul. Then you have the deal with the rich farmer. Let's just cut off the road here a minute. The rich farmer, why did God come down on him? Because he was hoarding money. You cannot, you have to go through, well, let me say it this way. The Bible, the world talk about success. The Bible talk about good success. I got the revelation of good success. The revelation of good success is progressive, process success, that you've gone through a process. And when the good success hit now, you won't hold on to, nothing. You're still available, whatever God want to do, and you're just, you know, doing things in a bigger way. You get out of the either-or system, and you come to the and-also system. I had a tremendous thing happen to me. Things happened to me, I tell you, and with people, shared with people. I had a car I got away, rid of 10 years ago. My wife and I had bought two convertibles, and we were just coming into our season a little bit. And so I was going to go into another car, and I thought I had to get rid of the car I got rid of. And every time I would tell my testimony, I would talk about this car. I was under the conscience of listen of either or. But then now I live in the concept of and also, two different systems. Either or is sort of a worded system. The devil tell you you can't go no further, but and also is God, more the God who's more than enough. And so, to make a long story short, I think this will help you. Remember I said God can get anything, anytime, anywhere, through anybody to you. My daughter was in Baton Rouge last week, and she said, "Dad, I saw your car you sold 10 years ago, and sitting on the corner of a lot." So my wife and I went out and got out there in an identical car. We haven't checked the serial number, but I believe it's the same car. I bought it. I bought it on the spot. I bought it because I believe God sent it back to me because I thought about it, and he wanted me to be happy. Now, you got to get that concept. He's just that generous. I thought I'd share it with you. He's just that kind. Identical car. It was a little convertible. It had a unique color. They stopped making it. And the car, like brand new. The car, it like brand new. It had 55,000 miles on it. These Lexus are good for 250,000 miles. Lexus is one of the best cars. But anyway, let's get it from the Lexus commercial. But just show you how God, he wants you to be happy if you obey him and serve him. Now, I'm sold out now. You know that, right? So let's go back to the insight. And the difference between the insight, you just get an experience, but you don't have no insight, because the insight is the thing that caused the experience to happen. Got it? So the disciples did not gain insight through all the miracles and experiences they encounter while with Jesus. If you look at that feeding the 5,000, I'm just telling you stuff a little ahead of time for prosperity revival. Feeding the 5,000, they said when Jesus told the feed them, they said they couldn't feed them. And then they had the 5 loaves and 2 feet, and they said, "What was that among so many from the midst of them?" And Jesus told them, "Set them down." You remember that? Oh, you ought to preach that. And then, but I'm going to show you something. And then Jesus, in the 14th chapter of Matthew, tells the same story, synoptic gospel. He told them, "Bring them here to me." All right. So they put it in Jesus' hand. Right. All right. And then Jesus did the most amazing thing. He didn't feed the people. He put it back in their hand. And the bread and fish multiplied in their hand. What the disciples didn't understand is when they put that bread and fish in Jesus' hand, it switched system. It switched from Matthew 6:32 to Matthew 6:33. It switched from the earth-cursed system to the God-blessing system. And he put it back in their hand. But they didn't catch it. They had an experience, but they didn't get the insight. That's what I'm trying to say. And so when you're around me and around my ministry, don't just get the experience. You just listen. You'll get insight, which will make the experience happen. So they never really understood who he was and what his mission was, even though they followed him and experienced wonderful happen. Talking about the disciples. They could not grasp its magnitude and its relevance because their heart was hardened. You know, you look in Mark 6:51. You see in the boat they had a hard heart. Now later, after his resurrection, the Holy Spirit of truth brought insight and understanding to them. This is what the apostolic, divine apostolic releases are all about, to bring you insight, not just experiences, in ways, excuse me, you would receive if they were not part of you. Now that's very statement. Now, this is what the apostolic, divine apostolic No, this is what the apostles, divine apostolic releases are all about, to bring you insight, not just in ways you would never receive if they were not imparted to you. We had to come to grips. I know you pray, and I know God talked to you. I know your wife got dreams and visions and you prophesy, but it's still divine order, the way God got things set up. Number seven, then we'll close out, because I'm almost 45 minutes deep, I guess because of the two-month separation from that partition call. Our seminary is for rest and recuperation. These first and second tier assemblies, although sometimes intense in its pace and schedule, but yet provide a conducive atmosphere for rest and recuperation. The soul is brought to wholeness and restored through the flow of the rivers of life. The healing of our broken spirits and other spiritual condition releases a new lease of life into us. The spirit of adoption come upon our lives. We are brought into the maturity of sonship. God has been faithful every year. His manifested presence has kept increasing. His transforming power has brought about permanent change to our lives. So just to wrap it up, that's the type of thing that we, I want a divided focus on purpose and destiny. That's what the Lord wants to impart to you today. I think y'all get a copy. Y'all know, y'all be able to go over this stuff. And may our Heavenly Father give you, grant the grace that we need to stand and walk in different experience and different insight by the glory of God. I want again compliment you for being obedient. You're on the line. You're my type of people. I'm real proud of this organization in a godly way. I think we're set. I think we have a remnant. You always have a remnant in the organization that are ready to go for it. When your MVBs minister to you and you ask questions, try to take a note of what they're saying, because they're sticking real close to me. Our aim is to bring your ministry to the peak. There's no reason why each one of us, and you don't have to have a church. I know some of my girls, evangelists, and stuff. You don't have to bring our ministry to the peak. I don't want you to be hanging around LTMA year after year after year, struggling on survival. No. We got to have a revival of what God really wants you to have. And so, Father, I close this impartation that there will be a breakthrough to each of these ministries and ministers that is under the sound of my voice. I trust you, Father. I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Holy Spirit. I trust the kingdom of God. I trust the kingdom of heaven. I trust the church, which you've assigned us to do. Whatever turnaround, whatever healing each one of these sons and daughters need in their body, miraculously, let the miracle come. Their finances, their relationship, bless their families, draw their children to the cross to understand how great you really are. We thank you for this impartation service. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a great day, a great month. We're looking forward to seeing you all in the Prosperity Revival. God bless you today.
Thank you, sir. I have a few announcements to make before we finish this morning's call. Of course, number one, be sure you join your circles, prayer, accountability, text messaging group. If you haven't joined it yet, please be sure and contact your MVB for more information. This morning, we were on Acts, the 6th chapter. Tomorrow, we'll be on Acts, the 7th chapter. Number two, Prosperity Now Conference 2014 will be November 10th through the 14th of 2014. This is a first-tier meeting for LTMA members. Number three, the last Show Me Your Glory Conference for the year will be in Orlando, Florida, at Word Covenant Church on December the 4th and the 5th. December 4th and the 5th. It will be the final Show Me Your Glory Conference for the year in Orlando, Florida. at Word Covenant Church with Pastor Andrew Lloyd. And finally, the LTMA Impartation Conference has been moved from March to January. It'll be January 6th through the 9th, 2015. Again, the LTMA Impartation Conference will be January 6th through the 9th, 2015, and this, too, is a first-tier meeting. Finally, I will go through the MVBs. Again, when you hear your MVB name, I will pause and give you a chance to answer roll call if you didn't answer the initial roll call. I'll begin with the circle that I lead, Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr.
Reverend Leroy, Reverend Esther.
Thank you, sir. All right, next circle, Dr. Montrell Thompson. Next circle, Pastor Joseph Brown. Next circle, Dr. David.
Minister Yvonne Turner is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Next circle, Bishop Jason Martin. Next circle, Pastor Marvin Moore.
Pastor Cheryl Brown is present. Pastor Cheryl Brown.
Thank you, ma'am. Next circle, Dr. Jeffrey Phillips.
Pastor Jeff Arnold.
Thank you, sir. Next circle, Dr. Patrick Randolph. Next circle, Dr. Daniel Robertson. Next circle, Dr. Kenneth Skelton.
Pastor Latasha Roseboro, present.
Pastor Booker Washington.
Thank you. Next circle, Dr. Ron Walker. Next circle, Dr. Carlos Williams.
This Pastor Carver, I'm on the line.
Thank you, sir.
Leroy Jr., this is Pastor Coleman, Pastor Brown.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Leroy Jr., this is Dr. Carlos. Pastor Clutton O'Bear is out of the country.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for letting us know that.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
This is Pastor Randolph. I've been on the call the whole time. I was able to listen but not talk at the time.
Good to have you on, sir. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All righty. Don't forget about your various circle calls that you have with your MVBs. If you don't know call coordinates all times, be sure to contact them. Thank you for joining this morning, Vision Impartation Call. You all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you at Prosperity Now 2014.
I'm just in Visionary Call. Hello?